There was once a hungry wolf who went looking for a meal. When he came upon our end, he proclaimed, "It's you Ali."
He proclaimed, "It's you Ali."
"Is that so?" replied the wren.
"La la 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 la."
"And who makes a claim so bold?"
"La la 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 la."
"I'm a wolf and I am hungry, so here's what the wren proposed."
"So here's what the wren proposed."
"Well, if you are going to eat me, wait right here with open mouth. I will run down from the hilltop and jump straight into your mouth."
"And jump straight into your mouth."
As the wren had no intention of becoming someone's meal, when he reached the big old him down with horns like steel.
Knocked him down with horns like steel.
"Ba ba ba," rejoiced the lamb.
"La la 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 la."
As he scampered through the hills.
"La la 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 la."
And the wolf felt awfully silly as the ram made fun of him. Off the wolf went with a hunger even greater than before. When he spotted in the distance such a handsome speckled horse.
Such a handsome speckled horse.
"Mr. Horse, I'm going to eat you," said the wolf as he walked by. "Who are you?" began the horse,
"that you think you'll get a bite. That you think you'll get a bite."
"I'm a wolf and I am hungry."
"La la 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 la."
Then the horse knew trouble near. "So listen here.
You must so listen here.
You start slowly from the tail end. As I eat the clover sweet, by the time you reach my belly, I'll be fed enough to eat.
I'll be fed enough to eat."
As the wolf went to the backside of the horse with open mouth, he received a kick so mighty that he came a tumbling down.
That he came a tumbling down.
"Nay, nay, nay," rejoiced the horse.
"La, la, 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 la."
As he galloped all about,
"La la 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 la."
And the wolf was made a fool for the second time around.
For the second time around.
Now the wolf was almost starving, for he'd had no food to eat. When he across a pig pen, thought, "How lucky can I be?
Thought, how lucky can I be?
Mr. Pig, I'm going to eat you," said the wolf quite merrily. "Who are you?" the pig demanded, while he plotted carefully.
pack of dogs they met there scared the wolf away for good.
Scared the wolf away for good.